The fire danger in Cook County is very high. I spoke with Gunflint District Ranger Dennis Knightsky about increased staffing and equipment. What is going on right now in terms of equipment, personnel, that sort of thing, in preparation for what looks like another dry week?
It could be another dry week. The forecasts are for that, and we had some pretty dry weather on the weekend. The interagency group at MFC does a pretty good job of making sure we have resources coming in. And they've got the CL-215s on board. They've brought in...
Now, CL-215 is...
Those are the water scooping aircraft. Sorry. No, so, yeah, we have... I don't remember if it's two or three of the water scooping aircraft, the big yellow. They look like a flying school bus. But they do a marvelous job in terms of dropping water in our area. We have those. We also have a ground-based 2,000-gallon air tanker that is loaded from an airport that can drop slurry or fire retardant on a fire. That's been used on a number of fires recently.
These are the ones that when you see photographs of them, they got that big plume coming out behind them. It's kind of...
Yeah, it usually is kind of a red or an orange look to it. And we've brought in a number of engines, which are what we call the Type 6 fire engine, or the it's kind of a brush rig. It's like five or six of those we brought in that are staffed. We have the hotshot crew out of Joliet, Indiana that's come up, and they're going to be spread across the forest helping us out on ongoing fires and staffing. And then we're bringing some large equipment such as dozers, kind of getting them staffed up to help us out as well. So we've got aircraft, we've got crews, we've got engines, and we've got heavy equipment that are all on board at various locations from, well, I'll just say across the upper part of the state. Fire restrictions are still in place. We had one fire this weekend just up the highway on 61. It was an individual having a brush fire. There's a moratorium on burning brush, and the campfires are limited to receptacles that are established for such use around residences or campgrounds. So we're just asking people to be extra careful again. We're monitoring the weather, and the forecast for the next week or two is still no measurable rain, so we're going to have cooperation for the near future at least. And we're just hoping people help us take care.
Dennis Knightsky, Gunflint District Ranger. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.